Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. The New York State Gaming Board has just approved all three New York City casino proposals for licenses. Our Marla Diamond is following the story. She joins us now live.
And that approval came about an hour ago for Resorts World in Queens, the Hard Rock Casino at Citi Field, and Bally's at Ferry Point in the Bronx. All three applications promise billions in revenue for the casinos and for the state. So it's a big win for the developers, also a win for the unions. But upon approval, there was a crowd of people that got up in the auditorium shouting shame. They were quickly escorted out of the auditorium. And right now, the president of the Gaming Facility Location Board, Vicky Bean, is answering some tough questions about opposition to these casinos, concerns about oversaturation with three casinos so close together. She said that their consultants found that there will be enough of a market for all of them and that the casinos will be able to generate the kind of revenues that will meet the state's projections for taxes, many of those taxes going to schools and also to the MTA. Now, there will be another vote. This decision is only a recommendation to the State Gaming Commission, which will formally vote to award the licenses by December 31st, but the commission is expected to follow the board's advice. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM, live in Midtown.
The NYPD now asking for help in its search for the two people who robbed an apartment of thousands of dollars last week in Brooklyn. Police say the two men broke into an apartment in a residential building near 7th Avenue and 52nd Street in Sunset Park just before 8:30 p.m. back on November 22nd. They stole $7,000 from the home and fled the scene. There are pictures of the two on the Crime Stoppers X page. Anyone with information is asked to call Crime Stoppers. More than 15,000 Starbucks workers in the city are getting a big bonus ahead of the holidays. The company has agreed to pay $35 million in a settlement over working conditions. Starbucks was accused of not giving some employees regular schedules while cutting the hours of others, and that's a violation of New York's Fair Work Week law. Many hourly employees who worked from July 2021 through July of last year will receive $50 for each week worked, and that amounts to about $3,900 for anyone who worked a year and a half during that period. This comes as hundreds of unionized workers for Starbucks are on strike. And later this afternoon, Mayor-elect Zoran Mamdani and Senator Bernie Sanders are expected to walk the picket line at a Starbucks in Park Slope. Mamdani, in a post on X last month, asked his followers to boycott the coffee chain while workers are on strike. An FDNY hero will be laid to rest today. James Riches was a 9/11 first responder who spent months on the pile at Ground Zero. And he died following a long battle with lung disease.
Deputy Chief Riches spent nearly 9 months at Ground Zero, personally recovering his son's body at the site, firefighter Jimmy Riches Jr. But on Thanksgiving Day, the deputy chief died from a 9/11 related illness, adding to over 5,000 post-9/11 deaths. That surpasses the number of lives lost that day. Today, the Uniformed Fire Officers Association highlights his legacy. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
A man in the Bronx is recovering today after being shot in the stomach last night. Police say it happened around 10 p.m. on Carpenter Avenue in the Olinville section. The unknown victim was taken to a hospital. He is expected to survive. The suspect fled wearing an orange jacket and is still on the loose. It's still not known what led up to the violence.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.